before halftime. Arbridge leads 21-0 over Elkton Pigeon Bayport. Comes out, they have power eye, tight end to the right, receiver to the right as well. Man in motion now rolling to his left, that's number 80. An unknown man. Post hands us off to the left side to number 26, Katie, and he's caught in the backfield by about a yard by three Harbor Beach defenders. And brings up now third and eight.
47, Aaron Ginther makes the tackle. 52, Brandon Oswald, not far behind.
It's 21-0. Harbor Beach with the lead. All the scoring in the first quarter. Nothing in the second quarter here. 10 minutes left before halftime. Lakers facing a 3rd and 7 at their own 35-yard line, right to left across the radio. Power eye behind post under center. Two receivers to the right. That's number 86, Austin Jobes. Now a man in motion to the right as well. That's 26, Dustin Cady. Post looking, rolling to his right, looking to pass. He has a defender in front of him and has to throw that one away outside of the pocket, so there is no flag. And can bring up 4th and 7 now for the Lakers.
He tried rolling the pocket out to the right to try and break up some of the Harbor Beach pass rush. Kyle Kramer was right there at the end, not fooled. Forces a bad pass before Post is ready.
Lakers going to have to punt this one away from their own 35-yard line. After a pair of turnovers from each team, a Laker interception to end the first quarter by Avery Wehner, and then a Harbor Beach fumble recovered by Jack Dutcher. 9:47 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 21, Lakers nothing. Lakers punt team is out there. Aaron Ginther and Austin Stelz on their own 32-yard line, ready to kick this one up, ready to receive this one. The entire offensive line stands up, sits back down, trying to draw them offside. This one's a better kick, and it's to Aaron Ginther at his own 34-yard line. He's up to the 40. Great block behind the 40. And Aaron Ginther is finally pushed out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Number 40, Kyle Kramer, comes through with the hit of the year on number 86, who's Austin Jobes. Austin Jobes is 6'3", 225, and Kyle Kramer came through and bulldozed him. That's what you call a pancake, a whole pile of pancakes. All stacked into one. He could be a lumberjack for that one.
Completely legal. Hit him on the front side. Jobes just trying to chase down. Ginther wasn't aware of his surroundings, and Kramer let him know he was there.
He let him know he was there and then some.
Yeah. Right.
He's going to be sending him a Christmas card, for all I know. 47-yard line. Harbor Beach into Laker territory. 1st and 10, left to right across your radio. Wing T to the right to Aaron Ginther out wide as a receiver. This one's off to DJ Ridner, number 35, up the gap. Good enough for about 5 yards out to the 42-yard line. 2nd and 5 coming up for the Pirates.
Tripped up by number 54. And he's not on our roster, Clark.
Well, that's great.
Sorry, number 54, whoever you are out there.
We'll figure it out soon enough here. Second and 5 for the Pirates from their own 42-yard line. Ginther out wide to the right, Kraft under center, wing T to the right, Ridner and number 7, Pump. This is keeper for Kraft around the right end. He's back to the line of scrimmage, out to the 35-yard line.
Oh.
He breaks free, he's at the 10, Brick jumps back in at the 5, and he's brought into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft goes for 42 yards for the score, and now it's 27 Harbor Beach, Lakers nothing.
I see that yellow flag out there on the field. Almost definitely going to be a holding call on Ginther.
The flag lies at the 32-yard line. The officials are saying hold. No official word yet. So if that's the case, it is indeed a hold against Harbor Beach. And don't even think about that play. Didn't even happen. Don't even think about it. So they take back that touchdown and a 42-yard scamper from Kraft. And suddenly they go from a touchdown. Now they're going to be looking at, oh, what about a 2nd and 16?
Second long, for sure. They haven't put it up there yet, but it's going to be a long ways. It's kind of a tacky call there, a little touchy there. I didn't really feel like that was necessarily a holding call, but apparently the Stripes felt they did.
Harbor Beach gets it at their own Laker 41-yard line, 2nd and 5 from the spot of the foul. Spread formation for Harbor Beach. Kraft rolls to his left, passes to his left to number 2. Travis Essmaker has to dive for it. brings it in before he hits the ground. They say it's a complete pass, and for a first down, a 7-yard catch for the Pirates, moving the chains one more time.
Kraft rolling out to his left, having to throw across his body on the run. Throws a little off target, but Travis Essmaker makes a fantastic diving catch for the first down.
8:46 left in the first half. Our reach 21, Lakers nothing. A touchdown called off due to a hold on the Pirates. First and 10 from the 35-yard line of the Lakers. Harbridge comes out in the spread formation, two wide each way. Derek Puff in the keeping Kraft company in the shotgun. Kraft rolling to his right, looking to pass. He does indeed. Aaron Ginther has a complete. Has the first down after he lunges across to the 24-yard line. 7-yard pass, followed by a 4-yard gain. And enough for another first down. Harbor Beach only needs the first down to get another first down. Awesome. At the end of the first quarter, Ubley is leading 8-0 over Brown City.
Kraft kind of changing things up a little bit here as they decide to go to the air. And good routes being run by the Harbor Beach wide receivers. Mostly curl routes right now, 10-yard routes where they fight real hard and turn around, and they've separated themselves from the Laker corners.
And they come out of the spread formation. Now we have a timeout called by Lakers with 8:08 left in the first half. And it's 21-0, Harbor Beach.
Some confusion on the defense. Harbor Beach had two receivers on the far side. Only one corner over there as a Lakers defender was scrambling over to try and even that out. Coach had to call timeout.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports. We'll be back after this. It's Harbor Beach 21, Lakers nothing.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
Seconds remain in the first half. Harbor Beach with a 21-point lead over the Lakers. It's 21-0. And Harbor Beach is sitting on the 25-yard line of the green and white on the right side of your radio. Strong west wind into the faces of the Harbor Beach offense. Coming out in the spread formation, two wide each week. Crafts in this shotgun, off to his right. And it's a reverse to Austin Celsius to the 25-yard line. One man to beat. He's to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Austin Seltz, the sophomore, brought up last week on the reverse, takes it 25 yards for the score.
Austin Seltz, 5'8", 150. Very light on his feet, very quick. Lakers calls timeout. Coach Shelke credit him for that reverse design there. During the timeout, and a great play. Again, good blocking downfield. Number two, Travis Essmaker holding his block out there. The rest was all Seltz and good blocking. Good play call there by Coach Shelke.
It started with all reverse to the right. Seltz brought it back to the left and had nothing but green space in front of him. 7:57. It's 27-0. Hessling makes it 28-0. And you're tuned to WLEW Sports. It's Harbor Beach 28, Lakers nothing.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom of over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find multi-game feeders, trail cameras by multi and cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, September 29th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Leupold, Redfield, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Darton, and 10 Point, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. And special one-day-only open house pricing. That's Saturday, September 29th. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. call 989-269-GUNS.